Make Me Smart is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kai Rizdahl.
I'm Molly Wood.
And we are not here.
That's right. We're totally not here. It sounds like we're here, but we're not. We're taking the week off. Everyone does that sometimes.
Everybody has to. But we want to say thanks to all of you who've made this podcast so much fun these first couple of months. Could not do it, literally, without your help.
Since the show launched, we have gotten a lesson in trusting statistics from two stats nerds in Louisville, Kentucky.
As to whether you should trust statistics, there's really two parts to that. Because there's one is, should you trust the numbers themselves? And then, should you trust the narrative that you're receiving from those statistics? And they're very different.
You have sent us so many pictures of your breakfast, and you also have a lot of questions.
Is automation going to take over even white-collar careers?
Does the U.S. Treasury actually see a net impact of simplifying the tax code?
What's the difference between Buy America and Buy American anyway?
Even more opinions, too.
Please stay off the Twitter!
I really wanted to give feedback about the interview with Rahm Emanuel. It made me very angry that he did not really answer your question about the Chicago violence.
This idea of too much freedom or too much choice was something I never considered living in the U.S., where freedom is the name of the game and the foundation of what we preach.
So thank you for being part of the Make Me Smart community, because it makes us happier and better every day.
If you're out there wondering, how can I get involved? Here are some ways to do that.
First, you can join our weekly Make Me Smart editorial meetings. Those happen every Monday at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, although you may have noticed it didn't happen this week because of the aforementioned week off.
That's right.
But this is where you get a chance to tell us what you are interested in hearing about on future shows. And if you have attended one, you know that they really are influencing some of the topics that we do a deep dive into. You can find those videos every week on our page, facebook.com/KaiRizdahl and facebook.com/MollyWood. And even if you can't make the meeting in real time because you're like at work or whatever, we're not trying to get you fired. Send us your input later because we want to know what matters to you.
You can do it in an audio file with a question or a comment. You can do that at makemesmart@marketplace.org. You could also answer our Make Me Smart question, which goes like this. What is something you thought you knew but later found out you were wrong about?
Trust me. Once you start thinking about this, you're going to go down a hole. Yeah. Therapy rabbit hole. You can join our Make Me Smart book club. Right now, we are reading The Righteous Mind, Why Good People Are Divided by Politics and Religion by Jonathan Haidt.
Could have been Man in the High Castle, but that's a whole different episode. We're going to be talking about The Righteous Mind on our show June the 6th. Send us your thoughts, whether you liked it, you hated it, couldn't finish it, what have you. Just let us know.
No judgment. You can check out our site, marketplace.org/makemesmart. There are some great posts there. Thanks to Tony Wagner, by the way, on our digital team. He's been putting up some really great blog posts about the things that we talk about on the show. And it's also a great place. Jenny Josephson, our producer, put together this amazing list of all the books that we talked about on the show, but you can't remember the name. It's got music clips. It's got all kinds of stuff. I'm going to give you a short URL because I bet you're in the car. bit.ly/heardonMMS.
Oh, I like that one, Heard on MMS. If you want to keep it simple, though, you can always just review us on Apple Podcasts, subscribe to us in your favorite podcatcher, or tell a friend how to find our show.
And that's it for this week. I know it's a little bit lame, but, you know, it's all about you. It's all about you this week.
Everybody gets a week off, man.
Well, to read the book. I need a week off to read the book.
I know.
All right. You know, by the way, though, that even though we're not doing a show this week, we're probably on Twitter. So
guaranteed.
Swing by. Say hello.
All right. Which we should play that double speed because I'm just saying. I'm just trying to imagine what that would sound like. Right? I mean, it'd be good.
We're just rocking out is all.
I'm dancing. You can't see me, but I'm dancing. I'm really not dancing. That's a joke. It's what we call in the radio business a lie.
all over the country.
We need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.